This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Hey, we're back, folks. Thanks for tuning us in. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show, and we're going into our second hour here, Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. every Sunday. And, you know, we're all, this is the Trump Clubhouse. It continues to be the Trump Clubhouse. Our leader since last weekend has done some great interviews. He did one on Sean Hannity's show. I saw him do another interview this morning on, it was on the Newsmax. I'm trying to get the name of the show. So he's done, he is leading the charge. And so I'll try to give you something of an update of what our leader has done in the last week. But he's not disappointed. I want to give you an inspirational moment here that was one of the things that really buoyed my spirits this week. A mom, school mom, and now help me, you Georgians out there, Gwinnett or Gwinnett, help me out with that, Gwinnett or Gwinnett County, which is just northeast of Atlanta, and I'll bet you there's a lot of white flight there in Gwinnett County. I've been there. I've been up there, and I'm trying to remember the name of the little town I went to up there. I've got a friend up there. But listen to this mother speaking to her Gwinnett County School Board. And this is inspirational. It's 2 minutes. Let's listen to her. This woman, I think she was the most inspired patriot in front of a microphone this week. And fortunately, you see, it's gotten out through a bunch of things like these patriot networks that Chris in Las Vegas, Don in Arizona, and myself, and hopefully some more of you will call in to tell me, how did you hear this? If you've heard this before, how did you hear it? And if you haven't heard it, it's because we haven't communicated well enough how to get in touch with all these different patriot networks, because this woman was on every one of them. Here she is. Let me get her. 2 minutes. You're going to love it.
If you truly mean that, you would end the mask requirement tonight. Tonight.
Now, she's talking to the school board where her little kids go to school. She's an attractive young mother. You'll hear it all in her voice.
This is not March 2020 anymore. We have three vaccines. Every adult in the state of Georgia that wants that vaccine is eligible to get it right now. And every one of us knows that young children are not affected by this virus. They're not. And that's a blessing. But as the adults, what have we done with that blessing? We've shoved it to the side and we've said, we don't care. You're still going to wear a mask on your face every day, 5 and 6 year olds. You still can't play together on the playground like normal children, 7 and 8 year olds. We don't care. We're still going to force you to carry a burden that was never yours to carry. Shame on us. My 6-year-old looks at me every month before I come here and she says, are you going to tell them tonight? Tell them I don't want to wear this anymore. And I say, baby, it's not time to fight that battle yet. I try to explain that there's so many things. But it's April 15th, 2021, and it's time. Take these masks off of my child.
And folks, if you could only see her, the growl on her face. She is baring her teeth. I'll tell you, this woman is ready to bite. I love her. Her lucky husband. This is an American woman.
And I know what I'm going to be met with. But Ms. Taylor, the CDC, we did not vote for people at the CDC. We did elect leaders who do create policy. We elected the five of you. We chose you to make difficult decisions for our children. We chose you to make decisions that would be in our children's best interest, enforcing 5-, 6-, 7-, 8-, and 9-year-old little children to cover their noses and their mouths where they breathe for 7 hours a day, every day for the last 9 months for a virus that you know doesn't affect them. That is not in their best interest. And this has to stop. Defend our children. My 6-year-old can't come up here and say this. It has to stop. Take these off of our children.
I don't know her name, but boy, is she wonderful. And that's it. That's it. And that'll be one of the themes that I want to talk about here today. Is pardon me for being a little bit vulgar in my speech here, not as nearly as vulgar as I used to be, but I would call this theme "No Balls, No Brains." Those five school board members that she's talking to in Gwinnett County, no balls, no brains, and that's the crisis that we face, ladies and gentlemen, is that what happened to us? What happened to those two organs of our bodies? Where did they go? We better get them back, or we're done for. The I'll kind of put that in context here. I talked about the World War II. My dad was a B-17 bomber pilot in World War II. He's gone, but he never shipped out, so he never went into that hell. He never had to fly over Europe. But he was trained up, and then fortunately the war ended before he was shipped out. But I watched a show on the 8th Air Force in England and on the British RAF, Lancaster bomber pilots, and the American B-17 bomber pilots. And I'll tell you, folks, something happened to us. Those were men. My God, those were men. And I'll just give you examples. I watched, a couple hours of this, a beautiful documentary. I don't have the name of it, just an incredible documentary on what, my dad, that generation, this is what they did. This is what they went through. And this is how they met a challenge. There were 125,000 young British boys, young men, who went up in those Lancaster bombers, which were even heavier, 4-engine heavy bombers, even heavier than the B-17. Some would argue an even more lethal plane. They went up in those aluminum tin cans, and 125,000 of them went into those. Volunteered. They were all volunteers. I think a crew on the Lancaster, I think, was nine. It might have been seven. Nine or seven on a Lancaster bomber. It was 10 on a B-17. Those young fellows climbed into those planes, took off, flew over France and Holland and Germany. Guess how many of them died, of the 125,000, died horrible deaths at 20,000 feet, minus 60 degree outside temperature, standing in an open side gun turret with no heat. 55,000 of those young British boys died horrible deaths. Half of them. And I watched this show. I watched this film of guys, you know, this was film taken at the time. And here's one guy describing how his comrades, this is American B-17 flyers, flew to over Saint-Nazaire, France, where the Germans had the Nazis had their U-boat pens. They flew out over Saint-Nazaire from southern England, 11 planes. Guess how many? So they're all waiting, you know, the control tower there for the planes to return hours later. 11 flew out, 0 flew back. Every single 10 men on a plane, 11 planes, 110 young boys, who, by the way, are the cream of the crop, U.S. Air Force, U.S. Army Air Corps, took only the best to put in a fighter or a bomber. You had to be on the best, the smartest, the healthiest, the most physically strong. 110 died. Horrible deaths. And yet, the next day, they flew every day. Their comrades got in their B-17s and took off the next day. Did anybody chicken out? No. These were men. And what they were fighting over is nothing compared to what we're fighting over. That's the point I'm making. I'm not trying to make a point about World War II. I'm trying to make a point about World War this one that we're in now. This communist takeover of our country that is being completed now. What are we willing to do? Are we willing to climb into our B-17? Are we willing to go up? Are we willing to fight? Have we got the courage in my case, my dad, our parents had, they had this courage. What happened to us? I don't know that we have that now. I'm opening the question here. Do we have the balls? Do we have the brains? It's a real open question. And we're going to find out the answer here in the next couple of years, aren't we? So, that was pretty inspiring, that mother there in Gwinnett County, Georgia. Let's see, where was we? I just wanted to bring that in. And let me put out the phone number again, 512-248-8252. If you found some great way to get connected, I'm in my little way, I'm trying to do it with this show. So this is a show about connecting to you about connections today. How can we communicate with each other? Oh, and it's going to get much worse, is it not? I mean, these people, these communists, they don't mess around. How many of you are old enough to have read Alexander Solzhenitsyn and his incredible trilogy description of the Gulag Archipelago? He's gone now. But what a genius this man was. And he described the nastiness of communists. And he analyzed so well. He penetrated into what makes these monsters tick. And he made a very important observation, which others have made. We had a guy talking about it on a show last week. What makes them tick? It's evil. It's evil. These people are evil. Chuck Schumer is evil. Nancy Pelosi is evil incarnate. Joe Biden is a monster. He is evil. His soul is vile. And good people get thrown off because they don't expect such creatures to exist in the world. They don't think it's possible because it's not something they've ever done or seen or been part of. But we're now all thrown into it. These evil people have taken over. When they cheated our man, Donald Trump, out of the presidency, and Trump had it right. when he came down the escalator in 2015, was it July, with Melania, the most beautiful first lady in our nation's history, when he said, "I'm our last chance. This election, this is the last chance." He was right. And now we're right there again. We're teetering at that. It's more of a last chance. He won. So we got a little bit of a reprieve because he won. But now they've cheated him out of the presidency. And we've got to claw our way back and make America great again, again. Let's go to Melissa in Maryland. Melissa, are you there?
Hi there. That was quick. If anybody is intimidated by calling in, you don't face a half an hour wait when you call. So anyway,
you used to. Hi there, Melissa. I used to torture people. I've gotten better.
Okay.
I've had counseling on this.
Okay, no, there's nothing wrong at all with counseling. Let me ask you, I've got a few questions.
No, I haven't.
No,
I haven't, Melissa.
Okay,
I just came to realize you people are beautiful. You people are beautiful, and you're more interesting than I am. So, Melissa, the microphone is yours.
Well, actually, a counselor told me two insightful things. One of the things that a counselor told me was that if I didn't know the difference between wrong and unmet expectations, it was going to be the end of me. And then said it in another way, the counselor told me that if I didn't know the difference between what was realistic and what wasn't, it was going to be the end of me. So sometimes counselors validate you, even though you don't need to be validated. But anyway, I got a few things to discuss with you. First question is, Larry Klayman is discussing his plans for July 4th, 5th, and 6th. I'm presuming you know who Larry Klayman is. So what do you know about his plans for those days in July? And do you have an opinion of them, or, you know, what is your position? Do you even know what I'm talking about?
I know about Larry Klayman. I didn't know he had something planned for the 4th of July. My initial reaction would be, whatever it is, it's going to be good. Where is he planning on doing it?
If I'm not mistaken, PA, but he is talking about the creation of a new government, if I understood correctly. He has terrestrial radio. One of the terrestrial stations has the manners and the decency to air his Sunday show. He comes on terrestrial radio for an hour on Sunday, at least in my neck of the woods. Alex Jones does not come on, but Larry Klayman does come on. And so those apparently are his. I just wondered what you knew about it, because he didn't really elaborate on it. But if you don't know about it, then we can save that for some other time.
Well, no, and let's just speculate for a moment. It's true. I am a dummy on this, but I can say if Larry Klayman is talking about forming a new government, my ears are up. That sounds great. And let me say this, and this is you, Melissa, you're brilliant in bringing up a theme I wanted to broach today. And that theme is this, if I may. I'll just borrow the microphone from you for a moment, and then you've got it back. Two things I want to put out there to our audience, Plan A and Plan B. Plan A is let's make America great again. Let's go back and, you know, re-enter the combat here, political combat. Let us retake the House in 2022, retake the Senate in 22, behind the leadership of Donald Trump, who will be campaigning. He has said, he said very clearly to Sean Hannity in the interview he did this week, he's going to be touring the country, holding rallies, supporting the Patriot candidates and opposing the Rhino candidates like what's her face there in Wyoming and Liz Cheney.
Are you speaking of Liz Cheney?
Yes, Miss Cheney, that princess, Liz Cheney. He's going to help get her out of the House of Representatives. But so Plan A, win the House and or Senate in 2022, then. Hang on. Stay with me, Melissa. We'll finish Plan A.
Yeah, no problem.
Then I want to talk about Plan B. most earnestly. We'll be right back.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I
can be. Melissa with us on the phone from Maryland. She was just asking about Larry Klayman. He's the founder of Judicial Watch, and we've all come to really admire the work of Judicial Watch, which is run right now by Tom Fitton, who's not an attorney. Larry Klayman is an attorney. And, you know, just to, you know, kind of fill in my own ignorance, Melissa, that's one of the beauties of this show is I learn as much as anybody out there in the audience. During the break, I was looking up Larry Klayman, things about him I didn't know. He is a Messianic Jew. He describes himself that way. And I don't know that much about Messianic Judaism, so I looked that up also during the break and was surprised to find out that as of 2012, that's a little bit of a ways ago. So it may be a much bigger number, because Messianic Judaism is a new movement founded in the 1960s that as of 2012 claimed anywhere between 175,000 and 250,000 American Messianic Jews. That's really surprising to me. And world 10 to 20,000 in Israel, and 350,000 worldwide. But Larry Klayman, talking more about him, that's just an interesting thing I didn't know about him. He founded Judicial Watch, and if he's talking about forming another government, now you're right up my tree, Melissa. And here's what I want to say on that. Plan A is we take back as much of our country as we can through political means, win something, win the House, win the Senate, win the presidency again. That's plan A. Now, failing that, and I stress failing, because I don't think we have that good a chance for plan A. And I'll elaborate on that. But I'm not going to give up. I'm going to fight like hell, as the president urged us to do, for plan A. What's plan B? If these communists retain their stranglehold on the House, on the Senate, on the presidency, on the media, on everything, if they maintain their stranglehold, we have to have a plan B. Now, and I've talked about plan B on this show before. Plan B, and I regard the leader of plan B to be the self-same Donald Trump. And I think he understands it when he over and over again, hundreds of times, as he closed his rallies, he said, "We are," you know, and he got really, you know, great, you know, stentorian at that moment. "We are one." And then the next word out of his mouth was always the same: movement. We are one movement. And then he would add in addition to that, one people, one family, one nation. But he always started, "We are." Every time he said it, I knew it. Whoever I was with, I'd turn to him and say, "Here it comes." And I'd mouth that next word. "We are one movement," he said. Now, what was he saying when he said that? He was recognizing that he's done two things. He's created a political victory and a political movement, or political campaign. But he's also created a movement which is independent of the political campaign and continues whether the political campaign wins or loses. And so he's the leader of our movement. And so plan B has got to be, what do we do, us patriots, what do we do if Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden and Camel Nose Harris, if they take over everything, if they destroy our First Amendment, to trample our Constitution, run our budget into the ground, create hyperinflation, ruin our country, the worst of all, opening the borders. I mean, even worse than trampling the First Amendment, opening our borders to a unlimited invasion of the third world. What do we do? We've got to have a plan B. And for plan B, Melissa, I'm saying that we're doing it right here. Everybody listening to my voice right now, you are right now participating in plan B, which is that we are one movement, one family. That's what we are. You know, I've never met you, Melissa, but I feel you're my sister. I know you. And we are forming a family through all these different TV, radio, streaming, alternative media, satellite, shortwave, however you do it, churches, local groups, like that woman speaking before her school board. She's part of our family, our movement. And that's our plan B. We have to defend ourselves, and but we have to form ourselves into a movement. We have to solidify our movement in order to do that. So I just wanted to make that little speech, Melissa. Oh, Melissa, I ran us right into a break. Stay there. I want to give the microphone back to you, and then we'll be right back, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
We're back, folks. And Melissa, are you still there? I may have lost
Melissa.
Oh, Melissa, I'm sorry. I've been talking too much. Let us know anything else that's on your mind.
Okay, well, what I was going to say, I think that you can hear. Okay, I have a challenge for you because I'm interested in knowing the outcome of this. I don't know what have you mentioned your position on the COVID-19 vaccine? Do you have a position on it? We don't have to spend 10 minutes on it.
Yes,
but I
do.
I wondered whether you were persuading it or not persuading it.
Okay, here's my personal opinion on the COVID-19 vaccine. Anyone, this applies to all of the Moderna, AstraZeneca, any of the Moderna. the I'm not getting a shot. That's for sure. And
I'm presuming your kids aren't either.
No. I've never had a flu vaccine or vaccine of any kind, other than way when I was a little kid, there was a polio shot that I remember, but that was it. I'm healthy as a horse. And there are a couple reasons I'm not getting a vaccine. Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can rank them in order. Number one, I don't intend to live in a dictatorship. And when a dictatorship tells me to bend over, my answer is hell no. That's my first reason for not submitting to a government vaccine. Just defending my freedom. Forget the health question. So utterly forgetting, aside from the health question, even if it were healthy for me to get a vaccine, I wouldn't do it, because it's the imposition of a tyranny on all of us. If they get this going, if they get everybody lining up for shots, wearing masks, huddling in their houses, not able to talk to their grandparents as they're dying in a nursing home, if they can get us to do that, then we live in a dictatorship. And my answer is hell no. Second reason for not getting a vaccine, there's no evidence whatsoever that they are healthy for us, that they improve our health, that they've done one damn bit of good for us. I've never had the flu. I don't get sick. I don't get colds. I don't get sniffles. I don't get anything. And I've never had any vaccination. And I'll tell you what my speculation is. And I'm very much into health foods. I'm very deep into, how do you preserve your health? What's the best way to eat food and live long? I intend to live to be 100, and I am healthy as a horse. And one reason I'm sure of it is that God gave me an immune system that is a miracle. It is an astounding defense that we have of our health. And sticking myself with a bunch of chemicals cooked up by a creep like Anthony Fauci is about the dumbest thing I could do. I'm gonna let this creep, I'll just use that, this little creep, this little worm, mess around in his Dr. Frankenstein laboratory and come up with some unknown concoction of crap, inject it intramuscularly into my body, and then I'm just going to no way. This guy is a moron. He can't even speak correct English, by the way. Listen to him for a while. His grammatical mistakes abound. This guy is not brilliant. He's a monster. And these people cooking up these vaccines, I think a bunch of them are monsters. So no, for health reasons. And here's the deal. Something else, Melissa. We as humans, we've been living for a long time on this planet, and we haven't had vaccines. We haven't been dying like flies because
we survived a long time without telephones.
Yes, we
without
don't
ATMs,
need these things.
Without microwaves, without
exactly.
A lot of things.
And these very same people that are saying, oh, you got to take the vaccine, Kelso. Well, wait a minute. Why aren't they telling me to eat right? Why aren't they telling me to stay trim? You know, one of the aspects of the morbidity in this scamdemic, this fake pandemic, is that it turns out that a huge percentage of the people who have been who have been listed as COVID-19 fatalities were hugely overweight. They were morbidly obese, a huge percentage of them. Another huge percentage were 80 years and older. So now, I mean, that someone who weighs 300 pounds and is 82 years old and has had lung cancer and smoked like a chimney for their whole life, that they should die, this is not surprising. And then they use this PCR test, a fake, phony, Dr. Fauci, total scam, not scientific test for the positive test. These many studies have shown that these tests are totally unreliable, with an unreliability rate as high as 90%. And this is what The government is keying off of, oh, we've had 400,000 cases, new cases, 200,000 new. This is just on the basis of a totally phony test for COVID-19. The anti-scientific basis of so much of this phony medicine coming out of the CDC and the NIH, these people are criminals. So that's another reason. I'm not going to let them inject something into me. And I could go down the list, but I mean, come on, Fauci. I'm not saying come on, Fauci, because he is a criminal. He's a communist. He is nasty. But where is the urging from the CDC to go outside, step outside of your house and let the sun bathe your face, get a little vitamin D3. It's been shown very clearly that completely blocks the pathway for a virus. How about a little zinc in your system? Take a little zinc supplement. Americans are vastly deficient in zinc, vastly deficient in D3, deficient in C. Some of the therapeutics that the president has mentioned repeatedly, therapeutics have been shown to be just perfect cures for any of these few people with flu symptoms. So they don't talk about this, and they don't allow it. They don't even allow some of these therapeutics. They've tried to make them illegal. They delete people who talk about them on the internet. These are the real doctors, really great doctors like Dr. Scott Atlas, who are deleted, who are, what is the term? They canceled. The cancel culture goes after the real doctors in our country. People like Dr. Ron Paul, who very correctly called Anthony Fauci a fraud. Now, it takes a lot for a doctor to call another doctor a fraud. You got to be really bad for one doctor to call another doctor on national television a fraud, and especially a meek soul like Ron Paul. But he did that. He's right. This guy's a fraud. So I don't know. There are a couple of reasons there, Melissa, why no, I'm not getting any of the COVID-19 vaccines. But now go ahead. Continue your question.
Okay, well, now that I know your position on it, because this is what I'm would like to keep tabs on and make an assessment of, and it might be different in each state, but when all is said and done, I'd be interested in knowing how much of the population has been vaccinated versus how much of the population is willing to vote. I'd like to have, you know, both of those, you know, it would be a state-by-state thing, but I'd like to know how many vaccinations were given out versus what the voter turnout is.
Well, and Melissa, you bring up another one of our big problems, which is knowing the truth, because we rely on these Dr. Fauci phonies. He's a communist rat. Dr. Fauci, I'll answer your question in a moment, he's up to his dirty eyeballs in the Wuhan lab. He's up to his dirty eyeballs in gain of function murder. He's one of these gain of function freaks who wants to find the most lethal. And this has been established that the Wuhan laboratory had an active program with the People's Liberation Army, which now runs the Wuhan lab, in which Fauci is up to his eyeballs. They have a gain of function program with the People's Liberation Army, which is the dirtiest, nastiest army on earth and the greatest threat to you and your descendants and our people that has ever existed, much more serious threat than Soviet Union ever was. They have a program for finding the most lethal viruses in nature, and one of their programs was with bats, and this is finding the most lethal bat viruses. Then going in there as Dr. Fauci Frankensteins and doing gain-of-function manipulation of the natural virus and turning it into a super virus, a killer virus, an engineered virus. And I firmly believe, the virus we're dealing with right now is an engineered virus, which was leaked out of the Wuhan lab. And who has said exactly the same thing? The former director of the CDC, what's his name? Help me with it. Read something. It'll come to me in a moment. But he just retired as the head of the CDC. He on national television says, I think this was a engineered virus which was leaked out of the Wuhan lab. This is from the horse's mouth. He said this. That's the most egregious act of war against the United States ever. Redfield, maybe, is his name. That is a war, an act of war. But Fauci is up to his eyeballs in this. Now, go ahead. I'm sorry. I lost track of your question, Melissa.
No. It's just, I mean, we don't know it yet because we don't have a date by which the vaccines are no longer going to be, given out. And so, this is what I'm trying to keep tabs on because
I see
lines going around the building to,
here's the good news.
Vaccinations.
Yeah, the most compliant of the sheep lined up for vaccinations first. Those people have all been vaccinated. Now they're getting down to people that are saying, hell no, like me. And they don't know what to do with us. Because, Biden wants everybody to get a vaccination. In fact, if he had his druthers, you can be sure, Biden, Pelosi, and Schumer, all of these people, Eric Swalwell, you can bet your bottom dollar that if they could press a button and force you to bend over and take their vaccination in the rear end, they would press that button. And if they had to line you up with People's Liberation of Army troops forcing you to take the vaccination, they would do it. These people work for the Chinese Communist Party. Joe Biden is a Chinese Communist Party operative. We have, as the president of our country, a Chinese Communist Party operative. So, but now they're getting down to the hardcore people like me. No, we're not going to take the vaccine. So now here's what's going to happen. It's already starting. You'll see it happen. Joe Biden will get on TV and he will read the speech written for him in which he says, because I have gotten so many people vaccinated, the virus appears to be receding somewhat, and we can now take off our masks some of the time. And we are, thanks to my heroism as Joe Biden and Camel Nose Harris, we are returning to somewhat of normal. We will never get back to real normality, but we're returning somewhat thanks to the, no, the vaccine doesn't mean a damn thing. The reason that the virus will recede is for the same reason that every virus for the last several thousand years, it mutates and recedes. What happened to last year's flu virus? Where is it? How about 2019, 18, 17, 16, 15? How about when I was a boy in 1948? What happened to that year's virus? Where is it? All these big, bad, mean viruses, if they were as bad and nasty and deadly as these creeps and these phonies have panicked the American people into believing, right now you and I, Melissa, would be dealing, I'm 72, I would be dealing with 72 different viruses, and my body would be fighting all of them, and it would be a hopeless death struggle. No, it's not, because our bodies are tougher. God gave us something more powerful than any virus. Your immune system is wonderful, and you can fight any virus, and you have for every year of your life and every day of your life. You are right now sitting in the middle of millions of viruses, Melissa, and your body is fighting them right now. Millions of viruses are flowing through your bloodstream, and your immune system is killing them and knocking them out like crazy, and that's why you're alive. That's why you're able to call a talk radio show. Because you're healthy. That's your defense. Not some shot that Dr. Fauci sticks in your arm or your rear end. That is not why you're healthy. And they want you to be dependent on the government because only they can develop these magical vaccines. And this is one area where Donald Trump kind of got suckered. And I don't fault him for this at all. He kind of got suckered here into signing on to the vaccine choo-choo train a little too enthusiastically. But this virus, other than the fact that it's an engineered virus, that is one new trait, is that Fauci and his buddies came up with an engineered virus that's different from any other we've ever faced, but not fundamentally totally different. The reason we will recover from this virus is the reason we already have recovered from it. The scamdemic is over. Nobody bothered to tell us. There aren't people dying in the street. These numbers that you see on TV, it's all BS. The hospitals aren't crowded with people. They aren't dumb enough to ventilate people anymore. The president signed on to that fraud, too. They found out that 85% of people that get ventilated get killed by the ventilator. You shove a tube and blow up the lungs of somebody who's 80 years old, you're going to kill them with a damn ventilator. Don't ventilate people. So the but the point is this, the epidemic, the pandemic that never existed is over. Just as last year's and the year before that, they all end naturally. Viruses mutate our immune systems. The reason we have higher forms of life on planet Earth is that God gave us immune systems that have kept us alive for the entire history of mankind. And will continue to do so unless we screw around with it by injecting people. And oh, let me give you this one, Melissa. You'll love this. Just to how unnatural. And this will reinforce what that wonderful mother in Georgia said earlier in the show. I watched a video this morning of a young, healthy, beautiful looking girl, high school girl in Oregon, running in a track meet. And she was winning an event. And I'll tell you what happened to her. Let me see what time it is. We've got time for this, Melissa. You'll want to know what happened to this young girl running in a track meet in Oregon right after this break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, Melissa, thank you for joining us. And we're going to go to Joe in Indiana next. But Melissa, do you have a last thought?
Well, I can save everything else for next week. So I will try to call back in and and, you know, finish up. I've said everything that I intended to say for the time
Wonderful,
being.
Melissa,
keep up the good work. I would like to say that.
Oh, and you keep up the good work. I love you folks that call back and are regular listeners. You people are wonderful. Thank you, Melissa. Here's another one. Joe in Indiana. Joe, you're on the air. Oh, Joe dropped. I'm sorry. Joe, you can call back. I didn't keep you waiting very long. Now let me give you – here's the thing I promised before the break. This blends right in with the woman in Gwinnett County, Georgia. I watched this video this morning, and correct me if any of you out there have a better memory of the video clip than I do. I think it was a girl running in a high school track meet in Oregon. And here's the, you know, as Paul Harvey says, the rest of the story. She's wearing a damn mask, and she's competing. I think it was a distance event, like a 2 mile maybe or a mile. She's competing in a distance event, it appeared, at the pace she was running, not a sprint. And she's wearing a damn mask, as the mother in Gwinnett said, over her nose and mouth, through which she breathes. Dad, where's her dad in the stands there, in the bleachers? Dad, that brings up my earlier question. Where are the balls? Where are the brains? Buddy, that's your daughter out there. And she's busting her lungs and her heart is pumping like crazy. And the dumbass school officials, these pieces of garbage at the school, these politically correct morons, these careerists, these people who have no conscience, no dignity, no honor, no balls and no brains, they're putting a mask on a girl running in a distance event? Come on, Dad, get out of those bleachers and go down and have a word with that coach and that principal. And get in front of the other parents in that bleacher and say, hey, fellow parents, what's wrong with you? These are your children in this damn meet. Get those damn masks off right now. You don't need to wait for permission from the puke or the puke Biden or the damn Supreme Court. These are your children right now. Get those masks off. And you, Mr. Fat-Ass Principal, go to hell and take your school board with you. That's what we need. Angry parents defending their children against monsters. Now, what happened to this girl? She's finishing this distance event. She's doing it for her mom and dad. She's doing her best. She's winning the event. And she falls. She does a face plant on the track gravel before she hits the finish. Yeah, pathetic. We've run out of time. But we'll see you again next week. I love you all. Meet up right here in the Trump Clubhouse next Sunday. So long.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge.